Okay, we're ready.
Go for a whip.
We ready?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm ready. How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, when you look at the Eagles on film now, is it surprising how different they are than the team, especially on offense, how different they are than the team you guys played 6 months ago, 7, 8 months ago in Arizona?
Well, last year, you know, getting ready for that championship game, I obviously was concentrating strictly on offense, so it's hard for me to comment entirely on that, but I will say I'm very impressed with them offensively. You know, again, anytime you get ready for Coach Reed team, you know, it's going to be up-tempo, and they are that, and there's great speed, and it looks like a lot of different weapons to me.
Do you have any idea what to expect from Michael Vick being active his first game? How do you kind of prepare for him, not really knowing how they're going to use him?
Yeah, I don't know. You got to do a little guessing, for sure, I would think, but again, you don't, without hard evidence, you know, other than, you know, getting to watch him some in the preseason, there's, you know, it is going to be a guess in some ways for us, and we just got to kind of be prepared for a little bit of everything, I would think.
As an offensive guy, what is your take on the use of the Wildcat? Do you like it? Do you use it? Do you not?
I do like the Wildcat. I've always kind of dabbled or tried to do some of those things, but I think the key component for that is that you have the right players. You know, in Arizona we had a guy, you know, Anquan Boldin, who was a guy that, you know, could really handle the football. He could run it, he could throw it, he could catch it, obviously. You know, and I think you need, you know, and that's the interesting thing that's happening here over the last, you know, since this has showed up, that I think a lot of these college players that have those unique abilities now are getting a little different value come draft day. So I think it's great. I think it adds another dimension to defend, you know, and creates problems for you defensively. So, yeah, I think the Wildcat is probably here for a little while.
Todd, what can you reasonably expect out of Mike Vick, considering, you know, he had some preseason games, as you said, some snaps, but he really hasn't played a full game in more than 2 years. I mean, you assume that he's just back to being Michael Vick?
Again, I think you got to go by what you've seen. You know, obviously there's some preseason tape to go on, so you got to take that, and you got to assume that over the last few weeks here that he's continued to work and get himself back, because that kind of stuff doesn't happen overnight. But he does, from the preseason now, has a few weeks to have himself even in better shape and probably a little more efficient. So I would think that. You know, you just got to be ready for anything, basically.
So what do you see in the preseason film on Michael Vick?
Well, I saw enough flashes to strike fear in me. They asked me in our press conference here today what I thought of Michael Vick over the years, and I know there were a lot of days on the sideline at Atlanta, you know, where I was holding my breath as an offensive coach when he was handling the football.
And you think that even at the age and with 2 year layoff, and that he can get back to that level in whatever capacity he's used?
Again, I'm not an expert on it. I'm not around him every day. I just know that you know, the guy's a special, special athlete, and has shown that for an extended period of time. So I would not put anything past him.
Are you preparing as if he is definitely going to play at least somewhat on Sunday?
Yeah, I think there's more than Michael Vick to worry about with this offense, you know. So you got to kind of, they have a lot of weapons, and I think you got to kind of be prepared for a multiple, you know, to see all those weapons, whoever they are, you know. And I think that's one of the things that's hard to prepare for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Is that especially considering the fact that McNabb might play, and both Westbrook and Jackson are both injured? It's got to make preparing for the – and the fact of whether Vick will play or not, it's got to make it very interesting to prepare.
Yeah, I don't think you can assume that anybody's not going to play, and I think if you do, you'll probably get yourself in trouble. So you got to assume that they're all playing, and you got to assume that they'll all be at their best, and I think that's the only way I know how to prepare.
What memories stick out from that NFC Championship game for you? It was such a crazy game. You guys had the big lead. They came back. They took the lead at the end there, and you guys obviously drove the length of the field. It was, you know, something that never happened with that franchise in a lot of years. What do you remember from that day?
Well, you're right. It's a moment that I'm extremely, extremely proud of. You know, and I was with a team that hadn't done anything like that. And whenever you're part of something that's never happened before, you know, and you have a hand in it and a fairly heavy hand in it, it's a pretty big moment in your life. So it's something that, you know, and to beat it to be the Eagles, you know, who had kind of been a nemesis team for me being with the Cowboys. And, you know, we had played earlier in the year and Coach Johnson, you know, just in my mind, the best defensive coach there's been. I mean, there's nobody I looked up to more than Coach Johnson, and that was a great achievement for me to be part of that team that was able to win.
Do you think going into this game? I mean, obviously your experiences with Arizona and Dallas. I mean, you know the Eagles, what they do, even though they have a newer defensive coordinator. Do you feel like you know have a pretty good idea of how they attack defensively?
Yeah, I think Sean has definitely put a little of his own stamp on the defense, but they obviously, you know, you're not going to change a whole bunch of something that works, you know, and I think that's evident. But you definitely see his stamp. He's a high energy guy that I think brings great enthusiasm to his defense. So I do feel like I have some familiarity, though. That being said, you know, now whether that helps or not, I don't know. It may just keep me up at night.
So last year, if you would, what skills did Bolden have that made him effective running the Wildcat?
Well, I think he was a tremendous, tremendous runner when the football's in his hands. You know, really a running back body and strong and can run over people, around people, make you miss. And at the same time, I think, you know, he really can throw the football. Now, that's not an area that we utilized a whole bunch, but we had it in our game plans a bunch, probably a lot more than was ever seen on tape. And just, you know, again, not something that we necessarily got into over the last year specifically, because I feel like we were, you know, probably pretty good off passing offense anyway as it was.
Coach, can you talk about how you're adjusting as a new head coach of a new franchise with a new quarterback and also, you know, taking duties as an offensive coordinator as well?
I'm busy all the time. I feel like, you know, it's a work in in progress. I love my job. I love being around these guys and these coaches. And we just got to understand that it is a process, and we're just trying to get a little better every day. From the standpoint of having a hand in the offense, I love, you know, that aspect of it. It's not necessarily the initial plan, but it's where we're at now. So I got to do the best I can to handle that and have a successful offense as well as a successful team.
Speaking of the work in progress, how would you assess Tom Bahali's transition into a 3-4 and what he's been able to do?
I think Tomba has been a definite bright spot for us. You know, he was a guy that there were a lot of question marks of how he would fit in. But I'll tell you, the guy works his head off every single day. I don't know that there's anybody that works harder. He obviously has some skills, and I think he has been a bright spot for us, and I'm looking forward to seeing him continue to progress as a player.
Does the 3-4 suit him better because he's, you know, he's always been kind of an undersized defensive end and he can move around a little bit? Do you think that the new defense is more tailored to his strength?
It may be in the end, you know, for that reason alone. But again, I'm, you know, as far as what we're doing, he's made huge strides and playing a position he never had, you know, and doing some things he never had to worry about in the past that now he's doing with fairly efficiently. So, like I said, I'm just kind of excited to see him continue to grow as a player.
You mentioned the Wildcat being successful with Bolden because he can run and throw, but it seems like a lot of teams are successful with it with guys who can just run. Why is that?
Well, I think that you're putting a guy that is really quick and fast in a position to make some decisions, and if they can make good decisions off looks that they see, they can make you right, you know, all the time. You know, again, if that's, you know, again, with as far as where the read is, you know, if they're reading a certain player on the defense and then making a decision whether to hand it off, run it, throw it, whatever it is, I think that, you know, again, you put a highly skilled guy in that position that can run with the football, you know, that, that's a weapon.
Yeah, are there more, is there more space then, just like a regular running play would have, or is that just different kind of creases?
I think you do create space because generally you're spread out a lot, at least the way that a lot of these guys are running it. But, you know, at the same time, again, I think that when there's options and some, yeah, I would probably agree with you. Space probably does make a make a big difference when you put it in the hands of somebody that can really run or super quick or just a, you know, great, does a great job carrying the football.
How are you injury-wise? I know Castle came back, played last week. Is he pretty much where you want him to be?
Yeah, I think Matt, you know, came off a difficult injury for the position that he plays. You know, we made a, some monumental changes offensively while he was hurt, so he wasn't getting a lot of the reps that probably would have helped him. But I think he came in last week and showed a lot of guts. You know, we had 400 yards of offense. He ran for 30-plus yards despite being injured. So I think there was a lot to get excited about Matt Castle, and I think that he will only get better as we go forward, and this week will be a great challenge for him.
Todd, that Wildcat, I mean, it's, I guess it's been used limited on a limited basis. Is that the kind of thing you could you can win a Super Bowl with, a team with an offense using that a lot, or?
I don't know. I guess it depends how good you are at it. You know, I know it helped. I know it helped Miami significantly last year, and they end up winning the division and playing in the playoffs. Now they ran into a buzzsaw in Baltimore, but I think Baltimore got a chance to beat most anybody, whether you're wildcatting it, running it every down, or throwing it every down. You know, that that defense is going to give you problems. So, you know, I don't know. That's hard to, for me to speculate on. I know that it's, you know, that it's helped some teams create first downs, and first downs help you win games.
Thank you.
All right.